This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
All right. Ezekiel 37. I'll just share briefly. Breath of God from the four winds blow, breathe life again to these dry bones. Rise even now, oh Lord. Live again, those who were sleeping, those in the grave. Someone read for us from, or maybe we should read.
Two verses each.
Starting from verse 1. We'll read for two verses each.
I'll start. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry.
He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, O sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones, and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make the flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.
So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied there was the sun, both it readily, and the bones came together, and it came together, bone to its bone.
Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel.
Then you will know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life, and I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken.
Amen. Something very simple that I wanted to share from this passage. God showed Ezekiel a valley of dry bones. Dead. Who are these dead people? There are people who had been slain by the law. They had sinned. And as everyone who sins, as it says later in Ezekiel, the soul that sins shall die. And these people were slain because of their sin, and they died. Now, they didn't just die. There were bones there were bones, and they were not just bones, fresh bones, they were dry bones. And they were not just dry bones. The Bible says in verse 2, they were very dry. So that's as dead as you get. It is when it is just bones, and when the bones are very dry. It means that any remembrance or anything of life is gone. Now, there were two. There, Ezekiel, God asked Ezekiel, son of man, can these dry bones live? Now, there's something that you have to know. Whenever God asks men a question in the Bible, it's never because God doesn't know the answer. It's because God wants you to pause and think about that question. Son of man, can these dry bones live? And there's a lot of death in us and around us. There's a lot of death in the church, and there is death out there in the world. And they're all the result of the same thing. The death is because of sin. And a turning away from God. And you look around at the death, and you probably will ask yourself, can these dry bones live? Can this place change? Can this situation that has been like this? Now, if bones were very dry, it means that these folks had been dead for a very long time. If you look at us, you look at our mission field here, there's so much death. And you can ask yourself, well, how can these people be saved? How can we be rescued from our own deadness and dryness? You look at America and like, how can this place live? And Ezekiel, being a wise man, said, well, Lord, you know. And God told Ezekiel to do two things. And those are the two things I want to talk about. Number one, he said, dry bone. The Lord said to me, verse 4, prophesy to these dry bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And verse 7, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise first, then a rattling sound, and then the bones came again together. And as I looked, tendon and flesh appeared on them and covered them, but there was no breath in them. There was something that happened. The first thing that God told Ezekiel to do was to speak to the bones and to tell the dry bones the word of the Lord. Any kind of restoration, deliverance, healing, recovery from a dead, dry situation begins with the dead people hearing the word of God, the truth of God being proclaimed to them. Now, he was not prophesying just anything. He says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. Jesus told us what to say. He said that you go through the whole world and make my disciples, commanding them to obey everything that I, teaching them to obey everything that I commanded you. That's the word of the Lord part. It is our part to do that. You and I need to read the word of God, find out what the word of God is saying to us. And we need to tell the dry bones about the word of God. We need to speak the word of God as we have been commanded in the Bible to do. As we tell people the true word of God, as we tell people the gospel as Jesus wanted it presented, as we are faithful as Ezekiel was, he told the bones exactly what he was told to, what he was commanded to speak to them. If we are faithful and speak to the dry bones exactly what God has commanded us to say, we don't try to change them. Now, if we don't try to change them, modify it, water it down, there's going to be something that will begin to happen. It won't be immediate. It's not immediate, but there's a rattling first. There was a noise, then a rattling sound, and the bones came together. Some order began to come into the disorderly, dry, dead place. And as he continued to prophesy and to speak the word of God to the bones, to tell them the truth that came from the mouth of God, flesh and tendons and things became to come upon them. And there is something like that that happens in a church when the word of God is being spoken Sunday after Sunday. The shape, something of the shape and the image of God begins to form in people. Something of the of life begins to appear. Something of health begins to come upon people. And there is a form that reminds of life that begins to come upon the people. Now, but the sad thing is this. It cannot stop there. Ezekiel looked and tendons and flesh appear and skin covered them. So now they look beautiful. They look like people. They looked healthy. But the Bible says in verse 8, but there was no breath in them. Now, how good is that? After all that rattling noise and all that bones coming down, that's an amazing miracle. It is really, really, really amazing. I mean, no one ever seen something like that. This was the power of God moving through the words of Ezekiel it was not fake what happened there. It was a genuine work of God. A whole valley full of dry bones. Now they looked like people with flesh, looked healthy, looked beautiful. Some of them were men, some of them were women. Some of them maybe had brown hair, some had red hair, some maybe had black hair. And they reminded you of people who are healthy, but there was no breath in them. Now, with all that miracle that happened up to that point, it was useless without breath. Now, imagine Ezekiel took a picture and said, and before and after picture, he took a picture of the dry bones. Then after he prophesied, he took a picture of the people with life, with bones, with flesh and tendons and skin and all the organs anatomically sound. Now imagine then he took that picture and went and advertised it and say, hey guys, look, I preach and look at what has happened. The dry man, I went to that valley, I spoke the word of God and flesh came over these people. Their bones came together and they were all looking so healthy. And it's amazing. And people would have thought, wow, Ezekiel, that is a big miracle. It is amazing. But he would have missed something. The goal of God was not to produce good-looking corpses from the dry bones. The goal of God was to have an army. Now do you have an army with people who look good, but are just not alive? And so the second thing God told Ezekiel to do was to then speak not to the bone, not to the people, not to the corpses this time. He did not tell them, you dry bones. Do you see the difference? Verse 4, he said, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. He spoke the word of the Lord to them. And that's what we ought to do. Even though the unbelievers are dead, in trespasses and sin. And even if there is death in the church, the solution is to present present the gospel. Like I was saying, it is the power of God. There is a mystery. Somehow when Jesus Christ is presented to people, and when the whole gospel is presented to people, something happens. And God honors the word that comes from him. If we really go to God, wait on him, and he gives us the message to speak to the people, and we do what Ezekiel did here, which is we speak to the people as we are commanded by God, something is going to happen. However, that's not enough. Now, this time around, Ezekiel's prophesy, not to the dry bones, but the Bible said, he said to me, prophesy to the wind. So I prophesied as I was commanded to the breath. And this time he prayed to the breath of God, which is the Holy Spirit, to come and enter these people and give them life. There is the life of God, and there is the form that God has given through which the life is supposed to be expressed. The word of God ensures that that form takes place. The life of God is the miracle that only God can do, and the breath of God comes in there and gives it life. Now, the danger when you're like people, a church that's seeking for revival, that's seeking for God to move, is this. You can look at people who are like dry bones. Their bones are scattered all over. And you say, what a death. I don't want to be in that church. Then the danger is that you then begin to speak the word of God. You're faithful. You preach the whole truth. And then you begin seeing 10 bones coming together, rattling noise, tendons and things like that. And then you say, voila, now we're different from the people who have dry bones. But the truth of the matter is, there is a form of godliness there, but there is no power. There is no life in it. And we cannot be content with that. We cannot be happy with that. We cannot be happy with the form and things looking like they're alive, but not being alive. Now, what would have happened if the breath of God had not come into these people after a while?
They would have rotted.
Yeah, and eventually they would have ended up how?
The same.
That they were before. There would have been no difference. I don't know if Ezekiel would have had to stand there and keep speaking the word of the Lord to them to keep them from rotting. But I think that if Ezekiel had gone and shown those two pictures to people in prison, the next time people would have gone to that valley, there would have been a stench. When people would have said, yeah, let's go see the valley where you preached 6 months ago. Or not even 6 months, let's go to the valley where you preached 1 week ago. There'll be a stench of death. There'll be ravens and all sorts of things coming there and devouring them. All sorts of problems that occur because the life is not there. But the breath of God came, and these people stood, the Bible says, and there were a vast army. And that's what God is looking for. And he said, as son of man, this dry bone is the house of Israel. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord said. Oh, my people, I'm going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I'm God. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. So there was that. I will bring you back. I will gather you to your land. That is the bones coming together and the form and the shaping. But I will put my spirit in you. That's the life. God has been gathering people, pulling people out of graves, pulling people out of death situation. He's been putting us together. The word of God is being spoken. And something of God is coming upon everyone that everybody can acknowledge and can tell is there. But there's something more. we have to pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon us and fill us. It is the difference between the life of God coming in us and the life of God now being in us is as big and as stark as the difference between anatomically sound corpse and a living person. To be honest, the one person who was, if there was a person there whose body was as fit as that of a Navy SEAL, but had no life, the person who is the most unfit person but has life in him will be better off and more effective. The word of God to us this right now is there are things that happen only when the Holy Spirit comes and fills a person, and only when the Holy Spirit comes and fills a church. We ought to stop becoming content with the things that happen without the Holy Spirit. We ought to no longer be content with just a rattling noise, a sound, and bones coming together, and things looking well ordered, and so on. Now, I'm not saying that people here are dead, but there is a death. There is something that is missing, and that is the Spirit of God coming upon us and filling us. There comes a point where we ought to start asking God, let the Holy Spirit come and fill us and do what none of our activities and nothing else that we do can produce. So it is, while we're preaching the word of the Lord faithfully, that's good. But we need to begin to turn to God. This was not something that the dead bones could do for themselves, or these healthy corpses could do for themselves. It was something that God had to work out. And it was the result of Ezekiel prophesying to the wind, asking the Spirit of God, come and breathe on these people. Come from the four corners. Breathe and breathe and breathe on these people. And they came to life. Let's pray. Let's ask the Lord that we will take no rest and give him no rest until the Holy Spirit come upon us.
In power. Let's pray.
Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will fill us, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that we will not be content, O Lord, with the things that happen just with the preaching of the word, with no power and no anointing coming in. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Let your Spirit come upon us, O God. In Jesus' name. Father, turn us into a mighty army, Lord, that stands on its feet, O Lord. Father, turn each one of us, O God, into a mighty soldier. Father, and we pray that you will birth out, O Lord, out of this dead city, O Lord. Father, birth out, O Lord, a vast army for you, Lord. Out of this dead city, O God. Father, birth out a mighty army, Lord, for you that will represent Jesus Christ, O Lord, accurately in this generation, O God. Father, we pray that from among the most dead and dry people, O God, from among those, O Lord, where there's absolutely no hope, Father, we pray that you'll bring out people, O God, who will be an army for you. In Jesus' name, amen.